Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week, the lay Catholic Reform Group Voice of the Faithful warned that it might have to close its national headquarters in Needham unless it raises $60,000. The group says it's already trimmed its budget by 35% this year, but it's making an emergency appeal for donations. Voice of the Faithful was founded at the height of the clergy sex abuse scandal. The group's mission, it says, is to support sex abuse victims and what it calls priests of integrity. It also aims to give the laity more of a say in how the church is run. Joining us to talk about this is religion professor and chair of the Department of Religious Education at Boston College, Thomas Groom. Good morning, Professor Groom. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Deborah. Happy to be with you.
What message do you think there is in the financial difficulties that Voice of the Faithful is talking about right now?
I think we've just become lackadaisical. I don't think the mission has waned. I think the reforms that they mounted and that they're working for are as needed as ever. I think, yes, the negative economy may have some impact. And I suppose after the intensity of the scandal has died down and you know, the anger and shame and blame and all the other intense feelings we had around it, I suppose when that dies down, it is difficult to maintain momentum. But I would hope that this would be a clarion call to people to rally to support VOTF, because it's certainly a very worthy group and it's still very much needed.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's in part that interest has waned, but also part economic?
I think so. Yes, I think so. It's the intensity of any particular moment. It's difficult to maintain. Like, you go on a retreat and you have a very high spiritual experience, but then a month later it has obviously tempered a bit, and you know, the intensity wears off. So that I think the kind of momentum that the movement had when it was first founded, obviously that intensity does not continue, but that is not a reflection on the movement or on the need for it.
Hmm. There are some folks who say that the church has addressed the clergy sex abuse scandal, and therefore groups like Voice of the Faithful may not be needed anymore.
Well, the church has certainly made valiant efforts to do so, and the program that the bishops put in place is a significant improvement. But I think the support of good priests, the care for victims, and the insistence that lay people have real voice in the governance of their church. I mean, the Second Vatican Council called for that. The Code of Canon Law grants that, but we simply haven't implemented the mind of the church in this regard. And many parishes have little or no real effective parish councils, pastoral councils, diocesan councils, and so on. So real representation and voice in the life of our church is our right by baptism. It's granted by our church, but in effect we have not put it to work. So a movement that is lobbying for that kind of participation is still needed.
Mm-hmm. What changes do you think Voice of the Faithful is going to have to do to try to become more financially viable?
Well, I suppose they'll need to broaden their appeal to their base. I can imagine development efforts and advancement efforts being made and being more deliberate about that. I would like to think that their current appeal to their grassroots support will be effective, and then will remain effective hereafter. I suppose I'd love to think about them getting some permanent endowments and so on that would sustain them over the long haul.
You don't think it has to be a sort of broadening of mission, perhaps, or either going maybe a little bit more conservative in their reach, or maybe a little bit more liberal?
You know, I think they should maintain their present course, which is a very moderate one.
Hmm. But it's not working financially.
It hasn't worked. Well, apparently they're in some crisis now, but it'll be nice to see, and hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised by the response we get to this appeal. I'll be disappointed if there isn't a real rallying around VOTF and a new level of support for it.
Okay. Thomas Groom, religion professor and chairman of the Department of Religious Education at Boston College, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
You're very welcome.